It's Warriors Archive, the making of a champion, presented by Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. I'm Tim Roy, and let's rewind to February 10th, 2010. A young Stephen Curry in his rookie season posted his first career triple-double against the Los Angeles Clippers. And to help us break down that night, we have brought on the voice of the Clippers, radio and now television. That's Brian Seaman. Brian, first and foremost, how are you and yours surviving these tough times right now? And hopefully you have good news for us.
We have all been great. We are very blessed, both my immediate family and family, you know, scattered across the country, are all healthy and staying sane, which I think is probably part of the biggest battle we have to deal with right now. But we've had a great time. I've got two young boys. We've made the most of it.
Well, let's get back to this game. It's a year I think was pivotal for both franchises, and I want to get into that. But the Warriors were coming in. They had lost 9 in a row. Monty Ellis was banged up. He wasn't going to play in this game. But maybe, Brian, we had a little foreshadowing there of what Steph Curry was going to become. He had quite a night.
You know, I got to be honest. I remember this game every single time I went to Oracle Arena. And I remember the very last play, the Clippers were getting blown out, and Al Thornton, who I like, I don't know if he was like a real basketball savant, the Clippers are getting blown out, he fires up some last second three, and I'm like, what are you doing? And then I knew when Curry grabbed the rebound, I knew that that was his triple-double, and I thought, well, that's okay, well, cool, but I think about that every time, and I always wonder what Al Thornton was thinking about, but, you know, it was an interesting time for those of us who didn't see Steph Curry every day, because we were still trying to figure out, like, who was he comparable to? And my initial thought, you know, in that rookie season was Steve Nash. And there might be an element of Steve Nash, maybe on steroids, but, you know, he could shoot, he could pass, and, you know, he was a very good point guard, but didn't know what his ceiling was at that point in time. We found out shortly thereafter, but I often think about that. In fact, I told you, every time I sit down, I think of Al Thornton shooting that shot for whatever reason. It wasn't even a good high percentage shot, and the game, it mattered nothing to the game, the bookies, nothing. And when Steph got the rebound, I laughed. I'm like, he better send Al Thornton a thank you card after that one.
Yeah, he got the triple-double. It was his first, and the Warriors, as I mentioned, snapped a 9-game losing streak. They were now 14-37 with the win. It was a 132-100 final in that one, or excuse me, 132-102 final in that one. But to me, I think it was kind of a pivotal moment in this sense. Both these franchises, which have been down for a number of years, Brian, had done very well in the draft. And even though Blake Griffin was injured that season, he was coming, and it was kind of the start of these two franchises getting back toward the top of the West.
You know, it's interesting the way I remember looking from afar, you know, Golden State, you guys always seem to have like an unknown player just pop up out of the blue. And I'm like, where was this guy? How did nobody else see him? And you guys had a lot of those guys. And then it really hit, you know, in full force with Steph Curry, followed the next year by Klay Thompson. And then the supernova where you guys were able to switch owners and then everything, you know, kind of took off. And it really was. I mean, I was asked the other day, like, what was the biggest change? You know, was it Steve Ballmer, you know, with the Clippers? Was it Chris Paul? And I go back to that 2010 season, and like, it was Blake Griffin being drafted. Blake attracted Chris, and Chris and Blake attracted Doc, and then Doc took it from there where we are now. And of course, Ballmer accelerates that process. I almost see the same way with, you know, Golden State. You know, Mark Jackson, I thought, did a great job when he was there. But, you know, Steve Kerr is obviously the guy that took over that next level. But, you know, it's fun to, like, look back. Where are these moments? Like, where are watershed moments that change everything? And Steph Curry, that season, you know, was so fun to watch. And I remember you and I talking before games. I mean, we almost felt like our two, you know, organizations at that time were very similar. You know, ownership was questionable. They couldn't shake the injury bug. They just had buzzards luck. They'd have a few kind of nice moments, but it never was really long-lasting. And I'm very happy. I know I speak for you, and the times have changed, and they've changed for the better, and I, for one, am very happy about it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And it's also, I think, for the Warriors, Brian, there was the start of this trend, and again, Monte Ellis was a great player and a tough player, but Steph had to have the ball to flourish, and it was the third game he had played and started without Monte, and his averages in those three games were 29.7 assists and 8 rebounds. And, you know, and then it kept going over the next couple of years where you could just see that you know, Steph would defer to Monte because that's the kind of kid he is. But when he had the ball, he was so much better. And I think eventually that led to the trade of Monte Ellis to Milwaukee.
And you guys know and your fans know it wasn't received well. But I thought Andrew Bogut was so perfect for that team. And he was a real problem. Like, I don't care what his numbers were. Like, he wasn't going to be a 15-rebound guy. He was such a hub offensively, I thought. And he just toughness, crafty, clever. I loved it in Milwaukee. I feared him in Golden State, you know, when we were in that playoff series. And I thought he was such a sensational pickup. But it was weird because you're taking a guy that is such a dynamic scorer in Monte Ellis, and you're bringing in a guy that doesn't put up a lot of numbers. But I bet he just helps you win a lot of games, and that's exactly what happened. But, you know, Steph was such, again, I go back to, like, we just didn't know who he was, like, from afar. I didn't watch him every night. And to see him kind of start to scratch the surface, I remember that was the last game, at least for us, I think, going into All-Star break, if I'm not mistaken. And I remember going, man, that guy's going to be really pretty good, like, really, really good. I did not have him as the greatest shooter of all time. I won't lie there, but I had him as being pretty good, not nearly as good as he is.
Oh, absolutely. I think that came a few years later. It was interesting that in that game, 35, 10, and 10, that those plateaus had only been reached by five other rookies. You want to hear who they were?
I'm very interested.
Elgin Baylor, Kevin Durant.
He's good.
Michael Jordan, Oscar Robertson, and Jerry West.
I mean, what else can you say? I mean, and that's where he's going to be when it's all said and done. He's in that conversation for sure. Like, he's cemented in that conversation. And I don't know how you feel, but I look back at those early parts of the decade with so much fun, and I look back as like I really enjoyed it because it was building towards something. You guys certainly got there early and often shortly thereafter. Clippers are still trying to get to the peak of the mountain, but the optimism is such a fun place to live. To me, if you're not winning at all, that the next best thing is having all that hope that you guys can do it. And I can't imagine what it was like for you when Klay Thompson proved to be, you know, an elite player, and he did that early in his career. I certainly felt that when Chris and Blake and DeAndre were together. I'm like, man, this is going to be something really, really special once it clicks. And I go back to those times of the early part of the decade, and I'm sure you do too, as some of my most favorite.
There's no question. The climb is so much fun. Brian Seaman, thank you for your time. The Warriors with a triple-double from Stephen Curry, and you'll be back with us later on this month to talk about another game between these two, and we'll talk about the rivalry between the two franchises in that conversation. The Warriors are re-airing classic games showcasing the rise of Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green from May 18th through June 5th. We're turning back the clock to bring you Warriors Archive, The Making of a Champion, presented by HPE. It's live on Facebook. Go to warriors.com for the full schedule.